Well, this story is a continuation of a story that's been going on through our gospel lessons as we've had them over the past several weeks about how important it was for Jesus to live in with a community of people who were working towards something greater. They were working at living together in a community of people in which they were loving each other fully. And he kept giving these lessons, and we've heard these lessons over the past several weeks about forgiveness, and this is another one of those that's talking about that very topic. This is a difficult lesson to put into practice. And I have an example that will illustrate how difficult this is. It goes back to my seminary days. I showed up at seminary. I was a young man. I was 24 years old. And I came to seminary and was living in the single housing unit. And there were a lot of other people there, but I was by far the youngest. And there was another person about 5 years older than me, another single man. And he lived directly above me in the unit. And we thought that it would be great to, you know, get to know him. So we talked about it. Oh, it'd be great if we did that. Why don't we go out to lunch or maybe a dinner here and there? Maybe just go down to the neighborhood delicatessen and have a little sandwich. And we scheduled these. And every time that it was scheduled, I would be ready to go, and he wouldn't. Now, it's hard to believe. I know it's hard to believe. But every time, he just kind of left me hanging out there. And this happened once, and then it happened. He said, "Oh, I'm so sorry, I forgot about that." And so then we scheduled it again, and I was ready to go. And he said, "Oh, you know what? My friend came into town, and I forgot to tell you about that." And then, scheduled it again. And as this continued to go on, I was like, I don't think I'm going to do this anymore. Because he never would, we would schedule something, but he would never follow through on it. Has that happened to you? It's happened to you? One person, at least. I'm so good to have at least one person in here. That's happened to Elaine. Thank you very much for being there with me during this time. I figured I was alone. But really, this happens to all of us. We get into these relationships in our lives, and sometimes it seems like we're giving and giving and giving and being part of that relationship, and then the person on the other side is only receiving things. They're not giving in response. And if you listen to what Jesus was saying, he said, you don't need to forgive them 7 times, you need to forgive them 77 times. Now, if I had done that with my seminary classmate, throughout the 3 years I was in seminary, I may have gone 77 times and never had a meal with him. It's really tough to continue to forgive when you don't feel like it's coming back at you. Jesus tells this story today. He tells a story in this parable about how a king has one of the people who works for him comes forward and owes this person owes him a lot of money, 10,000 talents, $1 billion. It's an extravagant amount of money. And the king knows that. The king realizes how much of a burden this is. He could work for the rest of his entire life and never pay off this debt. This debt would never be paid off. And the king says, "You are forgiven." It came from someplace in here. The king didn't have to do this. The king is losing something as a result of this. He's losing this debt. He's losing this power. He is giving that up. And he does that because he wants to build relationship with that person. He says, "I have done this. I have given you this great gift." And he went out. And immediately after getting out of the throne room or wherever they were when they were doing this negotiation, He went out there, and somebody who owed him a small amount of money, let's say $5, walks up to him, doesn't have the money, and he says, "Please be patient with me," and he shows him absolutely no patience. He says, "You will go and work for it. You owe me $5. You haven't paid me back. Even though I've just been forgiven $1 billion, I'm going to make you pay the $5. That's how extravagantly these the money differences here in this story. And that's really important to understand how extravagant this was. But then God comes back and says, "Hey, I forgave you. Why aren't you passing that forward to somebody else? If you were to just use that," and there are certainly people who have done this, interpreted this. This is a possible interpretation of this story. Forgive so that God will forgive you. This is a possible interpretation that you could have. Because, you know, in order for you to not be punished and sent to jail, you should forgive other people. But I don't think that's a great interpretation here. Because that's not the way Jesus was talking about 77 times. That's not the way Jesus was talking about forgiveness. That is not the way Jesus was talking about being in community with other people. Jesus was talking about how you have to give from your heart. That was the last word in the gospel. How do you forgive from your heart? And that means that you've got to realize that you have been forgiven. You have to realize how extravagant that gift is from some being, God, who is so wonderful and great and has given you everything that you could possibly imagine, has given you the blessing of life, has given you all of the unique characteristics of yourself, has given you all of the different talents and gifts that you have in your life. God has given you all of this, and you have needed forgiveness all along the way, and God has given it to you extravagantly. It's $1 billion forgiveness. And then when you accept that into your heart, if you truly understand that, if you truly accept it as being an amazing gift, how can you then not pass it on to the next person that you see? How can you not give from that pool of forgiveness, that love that sits in your heart? If you can accept that forgiveness, if you can realize that it's such a grand gift, then it shouldn't be any problem to forgive somebody 77 times or 1 million times or forever. Because that pool is sitting in your heart and it has provided you everything that you need to live. That's what this parable is about. It really should be a better interpretation in my mind. Do unto others as God has done unto you. God has provided you everything that you have, and God forgives you wholeheartedly. And we know that through Jesus. If you can realize that great gift, if you can understand how it changes your life, and how you live together with other people, then there is no problem turning to somebody else and forgiving. But don't get caught in this idea that forgiving is just I'll forgive you, and then just trying to stay away from somebody. That's kind of indifference. That's not really forgiveness as Jesus was talking about. Jesus was talking about how you forgive somebody in order to build a deeper relationship with them. Because you want to be in a relationship with them. And that is the challenge that we all face in our lives every single day. So when Peter asks, "How many times should I forgive?" He says, 7 times? That seems like just plenty enough for me. Jesus is really talking about how you make it a part of your life. How you make it a part of everyday existence. How you want to continue to build friendships and build the bridges that will maintain us. And that is the most difficult thing to do, because you will have the friend that doesn't show up for your appointments and leaves you out there hanging, and you feel like you've given and given and given. and don't receive anything. But Jesus said, continue to go out. Continue to build that relationship. Continue to love. Find it in your heart and make it happen. And that's why this gospel lesson is so challenging. It is why it eats away at me trying to figure out how to do this every day of my life. How do we look at somebody and say, I want to be in relationship with you. And even if you've done something to me, it doesn't matter. I want to rebuild it. I want to be there with you because I love, because I have been loved. I hope that you'll take from this day how much God loves you. Because if you can realize that love, it has filled your heart already. And then forgiving 7 or 77 or 100,000 times means nothing. Go and do as Jesus has asked us to do. Amen.